The list is the gift of wisdom.
在这里所讲到的第一个恩赐是智慧的言语。
I think that's one of the most precious of all the gifts.
我想这是所有恩赐当中最宝贵的。
Especially if we go to the first chapter in this book.
特别是如果我们来看这卷书。
Chapter 1.
看哥林多前书的第一章。
And verse 17.
第十七节。
Christ sent me not.To baptize, but to preach the gospel.
基督差遣我，原不是为施洗，乃是为传福音。
Not with wisdom of words.
并不用智慧的言语。
That's the coming of Christ should be of none effect.
免得基督的十字架落了空。
Because the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness.
因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙。
But unto us, which are saved.
在我们得救的人
The preaching of the cross is the power of God.
却为神的大能
Now look what it says. For it is written,
看看这里所说的就如经上
所记 I will destroy the wisdom of the wise.
我要灭绝智慧人的智慧
I'll bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent.
废弃聪明人的聪明
Where is the wise?
智慧人在哪里
Where is the scribe? Where is the dispute of the world?
文士在哪里这世上的辩士在哪里
Had not God made foolish the wisdom of the world?
神岂不是叫这世上的智慧变成愚拙吗
God made foolishness? He calls our human wisdom foolish.
神称我们人的智慧愚拙
BecauseThat's why Paul prayed in the Peter and book of Ephesians that the spirit of wisdom would open their eyes to the things of the Holy Spirit.
这就是为什么保罗在以弗所书里面有一个祷告，就是愿智慧的灵能够开他们的眼睛，使得他们能够认识圣灵的事情。
And without that wisdom from the Holy Spirit,
若没有那从圣灵来的智慧
the things of God are just foolishness.
神的事情只是愚拙。
You can't see God, you can't hear Him.
你看不见神，听不到他。
He seems to run this world in a very, very strange way.
他似乎用一个很奇怪的方式在管理着这个世界。
All of us have thought sometime or other, if we were running the world, we'd certainly do things differently.
我们有时候都曾经这样想，如果是我们在这管理的这个世界的话，我们做事情的方式一定会不一样。
Like take out all predators.
就像我们会把所有的捕食者都
打掉。Stop all wars.
我们会停止所有的战争。
But God calls our wisdom.Foolishness.
但是神却称我们的智慧是愚拙。
Down in the south of this land,
在这个土地上的南方
，United States，
在美国的
North of Mexico，
南方或说墨西哥的北部
，There grows a weed.
那里长一种野草。
Lots of it.
有很多。
And if the cows or sheep or something, a horse, eats that weed,
如果牛、羊或是马吃到了那种野草
they go crazy.
他们就会发疯。
And the word for crazy is locura.
而疯这个字就叫做 locura.
In Spanish.
在西班牙文里面。
And so they call it local weed.
所以他们就称之为 local 野草。
And I thought it was very strange
我觉得很奇怪
that the word for foolishness in the Greek language and this word here if you read it in Greek you'd read it locura
就是希腊文这个愚拙这个字在希腊文里面读起来就是 locura
God calls the wisdom of this world locura
神称这世上的智慧是疯的
crazy
疯子
Now, lots of people think we're crazy.
很多人以为我们疯了。
God says they're crazy.
神说他们疯了。
So we're even.
所以我们就扯平了。
They think we're crazy because we'll clap our hands and shout and
他们认为我们疯了，因为我们会拍手
，have a good time and praise the Lord.
在那边跳舞，很快乐的赞美神。
They think we're crazy.
他们认为我们疯了。
But when I look on a television, there's some of these singers.
但是当我看电视上有些唱歌的人那样子
I think they're crazy
我想他们疯了
So we're even
所以我们就扯平了
Don't you think that's fair? They think we're crazy.
他们认为我们疯
了。I think they're crazy.
我想他们也疯了。
They do it to worship their god.
他们那样做是为了拜他们的神。
Mammon.
马门。
I mean, they get paid pretty well to doing that.
他们那样做得到很好的报酬。
They'd have to pay me an awful lot to make me do that.
如果他们要我做那样的事情，一定要付给我很多。
But you see, there's a wisdom, and it comes from the Spirit of God.
但是有种智慧是从神的灵来的。
And that's the wisdom that's important.
那样的智慧才是重要的。
And right next to that, right after that, is the gift of knowledge.
在那个智慧言语的恩赐之后是知识的言语。
How those two gifts go together?
这两个恩赐是怎么样的并行的？
Here's a young couple wants to get married.
有一对年轻的男女，他们想要结婚。
And they want a good marriage, of course.
他们当然想要很好的婚姻。
And they question, is this the right man? Is this the right woman?
他们就在想说，哎，这个男的到底是不是适当的人选，或者说这女的是不是适当的人
？And you know, there's a strange thing lacking.
你知道，还少了一样。
That's why it's so hard to make the right decision, and the most important decision of your life.
这就是为什么要做这个决定，而且是你一生中最重要的决定，是这么的困难。
And that is knowledge.
所少的就是知识。
We don't know tomorrow.
我们不知道明天。
Maybe it's a perfect, beautiful, wonderful man or woman today.
或许他今天是一个很完美的、很美好的人。
And tomorrow there's an accident, then you have a quadriplegic on your hand.
或许明天就出了车祸，然后这个人就变成瘫痪了。
Or you marry a beautiful person and they turn to alcohol.
或许你嫁了一个很好的人，但是呢，后来他酗酒。
And you're living in hell.
你就活在地狱里面。
See, we don't know the future.
我们不知道未来。
We can do the best we can with our foolishness, which we call wisdom.
我们可以用我们所有的最好的智慧，也就是愚拙。而且用我们自己的知识，不是从圣灵来的，只是从我们自己来的。
But you see, the Spirit knows the future.
但是圣灵知道未来。
He knows all the things that's going to happen.
他知道将会发生的一切。
And the Spirit of wisdom tells us what to do.
智慧的灵就告诉我们要怎么做。
Knowledge tells us why.
知识告诉我们为什么。
But wisdom tells us what to do about it.
但是智慧告诉我们要怎么处理。
And those come from the Holy Spirit.
这些是从圣灵来的。
And when the Holy Spirit manifests himself,
当圣灵彰显他自己。
That's one of the ways he will manifest himself.
这是他彰显自己的方式之一。
That will change everything.
这会改变一切。
Because then we can walk in with our lives.With a certainty and a surety and a confidence,
因为这样子我们就能够带着信心
and a faith,
带着把握来过我们的生活
all is going well.
知道一切都好好的
See, he knew the future.
因为神知道未来
He knew there'd be some trouble, but he also knew that he would take care of it.
神知道会有一些困难，但他也知道他会来处理
To some the gift of wisdom, to some the gift of knowledge.
有一些有智慧的言语，有一些有知识的言语的恩赐。
Two very, perhaps the most precious gifts of all.
或许这是最宝贵的恩赐。
Especially if you read the book of Proverbs.
特别是如果你读箴言的话。
How much he emphasizes wisdom.
那里都非常强调智慧和知识。
He says, "Get wisdom." We can turn to that in just a minute for a few moments.
我们可以一起来看一下
Proverbs.Chapter 7.
我想是在箴言第七章。
4:7, you're right, I'm sorry.
Okay. 对不起，箴言第四章第七节。
Yes, read it.
箴言第四章第七节，智慧为首，所以要得智慧，在你一切所得之内必得聪明。
Wisdom is the principal thing.
智慧是最主要的，为首。
Therefore,
因此
Get wisdom.
要得智慧
And with all you're getting,
在你一切所得之内必得聪明或说是悟性
And if you read through these first few chapters of Proverbs, you'll find that knowledge is right up there amongst the top things.
如果你读箴言这几章，你会发觉这里很强调的还有知识。
You see, there's a whole world, the world of the Spirit.
有整个世界，圣灵的世界。
Jesus called it the kingdom of God.
耶稣称那个为神的国。
We have to be born into that kingdom.
我们必须重生进到那个国里。
We're limited in this earth, and this earth is outside the kingdom of God.
我们活在这个世界，这个世界是在神的国之外的。
And so true wisdom and true knowledge and true understanding we only get by the Holy Spirit.
所以真正的智慧、知识跟聪明我们只有借着圣灵才能够得着。
For instance, let's go to a book of Ephesians.
譬如我们来看以弗所书。
And we find there the prayer of Saul, of Paul.
在这里我们看到保罗的祷告。
First chapter.
第一章。
I believe it's the 17th verse.
第十七节。
He's praying a prayer.
他在做一个祷告。
That the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory,
求我们主耶稣基督的父
might give unto you the spirit of wisdom,
荣耀的父将那赐人智慧
revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ,
和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他
eyes of your understanding being enlightened,
并且照明你们心中的眼睛
that you may know,
使你们能够知道他。
That's one of the gifts of the Spirit.
这是圣灵的恩赐之一。
It's the word of wisdom.
智慧的言语。
A revelation of an understanding that you don't get by reading books.
和一种启示。
Going to universities.
那个不是你能够读书或者是上大学就得着的。
Or any other natural source.
或是也没有办法借着任何其他天然的资源得着的。
They are gifts that God gives.
这些是神所赐的恩赐。
And you may give them in several different ways.
你或许会用几种不同的方式得到他们。
Sometimes by reading the scriptures.
有时候是借着读圣经。
Sometimes by singing a song.
有时候借着唱一首歌。
Sometimes by prayer.
有时候是借着祷告。
Sometimes by a dream.
有时候是借着一个梦。
He has many ways of doing it.
他有许多方式来做。
But there's that flash, that insight, that revelation.
但是就有那种里面的看见那样的启示
that will give you wisdom and knowledge beyond your own abilities
那会给你智慧给你知识是超出你
Sometimes you won't know how you got it You just know that you know
有时候你不会晓得你是怎么样得着的你就知道你知道
But it didn't come from logic
但是不是从逻辑来的
It didn't come from reasoning
也不是从推理来的
It didn't come from your natural brain because you know I never thought of that before
也不是从你天然的脑子来的因为你说我从来就没有这样想过
but you know that it's true
但是你知道那是真的
those are workings of the Holy Spirit
这些是圣灵的工作
and the more you will recognize and believe in the works of the Spirit the more he will be able to share with you
你越察觉越相信圣灵的工作他就越能够跟你分享
and give you those things that you need in your life
把你生命中需要的东西给你
because he knows we are blind when it comes to future
因为他知道讲到未来的话我们是盲目的瞎眼
we don't know anything is going to happen
将要发生的事情我们一点都不知道
but he knows all about it
但是他知道一切
I remember so well though it happened so many years ago
我记得很清楚虽然那事情是好多年前发生的
I'm 80 now I think I was 20 then
我现在八十岁了。我想那个时候大概二十岁是很久以前的事。
And I was driving all night on a country, not a country, a highway, but an old highway.
我整晚在一条很老的公路上面。
Not one of our fine interstates.
乡间的公路上开车，不是洲际公路。
And it was up in the mountains of Oregon.
那是在奥瑞冈的山区。
The snow covered the road.
雪遮盖了路。
The tires never touched pavement all the way there.
在一路上，我的轮胎都没有碰到路面。
And I was driving about 200 miles that night.
那天晚上我差不多开200里。
And about halfway into the journey, going around curves in the mountains.
差不多在旅程的半途中，在山间的弯路开着。
I had one of those flashes. It was the first time in my life.
我突然有一道光闪进来那是我生命中的第一次
and I knew and don't tell me how I knew
我知道不要问说我是怎么知道的
there was a car coming around that blind curve around the mountain
我知道说在那个山的 转弯的地方有一辆车要来了。
And he was drunk.
那个人喝醉。
And he was driving on the wrong side, on my side.
他开错了边，他开到我这一边来。
And he's coming fast.
而且他开得很快。
And I was so sure.
我很确定。
That I turned my car onto the wrong side of the road.
所以我就把我的车拦到另外一边，好像我也醉了一样。
I was on the wrong side.
我在错的那边。
And right in the middle of that curve.
就在那个弯道的中
间。Came that other car speeding around on the wrong side. But I was on the wrong side too.
那辆车就从对面很快的从错的那边开过来。
Nicely passed.
但是我也在错的一边、
no、trouble at all.
所以我们就这样擦过去了一点都没有问题
How did I know? I don't know.
我是怎么知道的呢我不晓得
But I was so sure I did a very foolish thing
但是我确定我做了一件很傻的事
But it was the wisdom of God
但是呢是神的智慧
Or I wouldn't be here now
不然的话我现在不会在这里了
He knows what's going to happen. He knows all the future.
他知道将会发生什么事情，他知道未来的一切。
But we don't.
但是我们不知道。
And that's why it's a, I think perhaps the first in the list is a very precious thing.
这就是为什么我认为所列出来的第一样是很宝贵的。
And that's how we know about the kingdom of God.
我们要认识神的国也是这样子。
The Spirit reveals to us.
圣灵跟我们显明。
That this life isn't all.
显明今生不是一切。
The material world isn't the only world.
物质的世界不是唯一的世界。
The natural things aren't the only things that exist in this universe.
自然的世界不是在宇宙间存在的唯一的世界。
It's like the scientists, the astronomers have sent up this big Hubble telescope into the sky.
就像科学家还有一些气象学家、天文学家，他们把那个很大的望远镜送到天上去。
And they had to recreate all their theories.
他们必须重新创造所有的理论。
Because they saw at last everything so different than what they imagined.
因为他们发现一切跟他们所想象的是何等的不同。
A creation, a world, a universe.
一个创造，一个世界，宇宙。
That was totally beyond their former comprehension.
那跟他们先前所了解的是完全不一样的。
They're not only worlds or galaxies, but there was a universe.
那些不只是世界或是银河系而是有整个的宇宙
that they never knew existed.
那是他们过去不晓得存在的
and now with their special instruments, they
现在
can see it.
他们用特别的仪器能够看见
we lived like that in blindness for so long we thought this was all
我们长久以来都生活在那样的光景我们以为这就是一切
but it isn't all
但不是一切
now we know so much more
我们现在知道的多得多了
now they want to send up a much biggerTelescope.
现在人们想要把一个很大的望远镜送上去。
And I wouldn't be surprised they'll have to recreate all their theories all over again.
我想他们要把他们所有的理论都得重新设计，这我一点都不吃惊。
The world is so big.
这世界这么大。
God is so big.
神这么大。
I used to wonder if God answered prayer.
我以前常想，若神应允祷告。
There's only 6 billion people on Earth.How about just half of them praying at once?
世界上只有六十亿人，如果有一半的人都同时祷告的话，怎么样
？How's God going to hear 6 billion people praying?
神怎么能够听六十亿人的祷告呢
？Well, you know, today we can take one little piece of plastic.
但是今天我们可以用一点点小小的塑胶
，and send thousands of messages over all at the same time, and then decipher it at the other end.
同时把好几千就是同时把讯息送到好几千个地方，而且在另外一个地方给解开来。
If we can do that, I don't think God will have any trouble.
如果我们能够那样做，我想神没有任何问题。
He's not only big, he's so big.
他不止大，而且是这么大。
That he can take care of little things.
他能够照顾小事情。
You know, I've learned in life that only big people can take care of little things.
你知道。我在人生中学会了一点，只有大的人他们才能够处理小事情。
Little people try to take care of big things, not very successful.
小的人试着要去处理大的事情，不太成功。
But big people could take time to deal with little things.
但是大的人他们能够花时间去处理小事情。
God is big.
神很大。
And He gives us the spirit of wisdom to know about God and His kingdom and His things.
他给我们智慧的灵，让我们知道他的事情、他的国，还有他的他。
And this, instead of being a book of magic,
这本书不是一本魔
术 or a weird book of symbols,
也不是一些象征的书
or a book that's absolutely legends.
而是也不是一本完全是在讲传说的书
becomes a book of wisdom
这是一本智慧的书
and strange enough hidden wisdom
很奇怪的这是隐藏的智慧
would you mind reading Proverbs I think it's 25
我们来看箴言二十五章
verse 2
箴言二十五章第二节
would you read that all together
请我们大家一起来念二十五章第二节请将是隐秘乃神的荣耀将是查清乃君王的荣耀
You know, all the precious things are hidden
你知道所有宝贵的东西都是隐藏的
You don't find gold lying out in the street
你不会在街上到处找到黄金
If you want a lot of black gold you're going to have to dig deep for it
如果你想要黑金的话你必须去挖
Any precious gem
任何宝贵的宝石
The opals are hidden in a way back in the deserts of Australia
像蛋白石就是藏在澳洲的沙漠里面
I've seen the place talk to people in fact I bought one
我看过那个地方
I bought one from a miner cost me $200 about maybe
我也买了一颗回来从一个矿场里面
When I came to Hawaii I asked a friend of mine a jeweler what it was worth he said $5,000
当我到夏威夷我问一位朋友他是珠宝商问他说这个东西的价值多少他说5000块
But they're all hidden
但是都是隐藏的
All are hidden you have to, Some people work for months to find one
有些人努力了好几个月才找到一颗
But when they find one it's worth finding
但是当他们找到了这就是值得找的
All the precious things are hidden
所有宝贵的东西都是隐藏的
Do you ever stop to think how precious the word of God is?
你有没有想过神的话是多么的宝贵
But he hid it
但是他把它藏起来了
Yeah, he hid it
你知道他把话藏起来
And you only go to get it by searching
你只有去
That's what he says here
寻找
The glory of God is to conceal
才会找到这里就是这就是这经文讲的
But the honor of kings, the great ones
将是隐秘
Search it out and find it
乃神的荣耀但是君王的荣耀就是将是查清
Jesus said a strange thing
耶稣讲了一句很奇怪的话
He said throw not your pearls before swine
他说不要把珍珠丢给猪
Well that makes sense doesn't it
这个是有意思的对不对
But there's many, many, many pearls of wisdom in this book.
但是在这本书里面有许多智慧的珍珠。
And God wrote it out so any pig could read it.
神写出来的，任何猪都可以读。
Except one thing.
但是有一件事。
He wrote it in code.
他是用密码写的。
And if you don't have the code, you won't understand it.
你若不晓得密码，你就不会懂。
You think you know what he's saying, and you won't know at all what he's saying.
你以为你知道他在说什么，但其实你一点都不会晓得他在说什么。
And that takes the Holy Spirit to give you the code.
这需要圣灵才能够把密码给你。
And he'll open your eyes and say, I never saw that before. That's lovely. That's wonderful.
当他看你的眼的时候，你说，哎，这个我以前从来就没有看见，这个很好，很棒啊。
The Holy Spirit of wisdom.
智慧的圣灵。
And that's one of the lovely things that God wants to give to us.
这就是神想要给我们的美好的事情。
So we can live in this strange world in our process of migrating in a pilgrimage on our way to the kingdom of God.
好让我们能够活在这个奇怪的世界而且在要迁移要到神的国的过程当中。
And not run into nearly so many surprises
不会遇到这么多叫我们吃惊的事情
and problems and troubles that we don't need to have
还有一些我们不必要有的困难跟问题
because the spirit of wisdom will take us out of them
因为智慧的灵会把我们从那些当中带出来
that's the gift of the Holy Spirit
这就是圣灵的恩赐
gift of wisdom and the gift of knowledge
智慧的言语跟知识的言语
those are gifts
这些是恩赐
You can't buy them.
你没有办法用买。
You can't acquire them.
你也没有办法自己去取得。
But as your Father in heaven loves you,
但是因为你天上的父爱你。
And the more you move into that love,
你越进到那个爱里面。
The more he'll just give you things.
他就越会把东西给你。
When a child and his father or her father are in good relationships, there's lots of little gifts along the line.
当孩子跟父亲保持好的关系的时候，父亲会把很多东西都赏给他。
Because we love to give gifts to our children.
因为我们喜欢把东西赏给我们的孩子。
Love to see their eyes brighten.
我们喜欢看到他们的眼睛发亮了。
And a smile creases their face.
然后看到他们在那里微笑。
Even if it's only a small piece of candy.
即使只是一小块糖
We love to see that.
我们很喜欢看到这样子
Our Father loves to give His gifts.
我们的父乐意把恩赐
And these are two of the most important gifts that He can give you.
这些是他给你的最重要的两个恩赐之一
And because we use them up and don't need them tomorrow,
因为我们今天把它用完了
He'll give them to us over and over again.
明天不需要，所以他会一再一再的给我们
I once gave my little boy.
我看过小男孩
A piece of candy
然后给他一小块糖
But I'll guarantee it wasn't just once
但是我可以保证不会只给一次
It's many times
而是很多次
Whenever I felt the occasion was right
每当我觉得场合适当的时候而且我能
给的时候 God doesn't give us these words of wisdom and knowledge just once
神不会把智慧的言语知识的言语给我们只有一次而是很多次
As we use them up, as we need them, as life.
当我们用完了，当我们需要的时候，当我们的人生需要的时候。
So that's the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以就是圣灵的工作。
And perhaps one of the most precious works He does for us.
或许是他为我们做的最宝贵的工作之一。
And so, Heavenly Father.
所以天父。
Look upon us, and see our needs.
求你垂顾我们，看我们的需要。
See how much we need the eyes, the understanding, the knowledge.
何等需要
The Holy Spirit can share with us.
我们何等需要圣灵能够跟我们分享
Because I confess,
这样子的眼睛智慧跟知识因为我承认
In this world I'm very blind.
在这个世界我是很盲目的
I can't see beyond tomorrow.
我没有办法越过明天来看
I can't even see beyond today.
我甚至没有办法越过今天来看
I trust and hope everything will go right.
我希望我相信一切都会好好的
But I can guarantee nothing.
但是我什么都没有办法保证。
But you know all about it.
但是你知道一切。
You can guide me. You can time me so that I miss things just right.
你可以引导我，你可以为我定下时间，让我就会错过那些东西。
Because we're your children.
因为我们是你的孩子。
Because we belong to you.
因为我们属于你。
Because your Holy Spirit is given to us to manifest Himself in words and gifts of wisdom and knowledge.
因为你将你的圣灵赐给我们，就把智慧的言语和知识言语的恩赐赏了。
And in so many ways we need wisdom.
在许许多多方面，我们都很需要智慧。
Beyond all our own logic or understanding or revelations.
超出我们自己的逻辑，我们自己的理性。
How much we need you.
我们何等需要。
So I pray that you manifest the gifts of wisdom and knowledge to us.
所以我恳求你跟我们
彰显。As we need them.
智慧。
And give us the faith to believe when you do give it to us that
按着我们的需要，而且给我们信心。
It isn't just a crazy brainstorm.
当你给我们的时候，这不是我们自己的头脑疯了想出来的东西。
But light from the Spirit of Light.
而是从光的圣灵来的光。
So I ask you, Holy Father, to pour out those gifts upon us when we need them.
所以圣父我恳求你当我们需要的时候就把这些恩赐浇灌给我们
Because we do need them
因为我们真是需要他们
Send forth your light
求你赐下你的光
Send forth your truth
求你发出你的真理
Let them lead me to thy holy hill
让他们引导我到你的圣山
And you can lead us safely home
你可以引导我们安全的回家
Until we cross the pearly gates
直到我们过了珍珠门
In the kingdom of God
在神的国里
The kingdom of light
光的国
For there's no more darkness
在那里不再有黑暗
At all
一点都没有
I ask in Jesus' name
我奉耶稣的名求
Amen,
Amen.